Now, 13 skulls will be brought back to the west of Ireland today, over 130 years after they were stolen from the island of Inishbofin. They form part of a collection stolen from burial sites along the west coast by anthropologist Alfred Haddon and a colleague Andrew Dixon in the 1890s and brought to Trinity College Dublin, where they've been stored or displayed ever since. Mary Coyne from Inishbofin, Heritage Museum, led the campaign to have the skulls returned, and she's on the line to tell us more. Mary, where are you at the moment?
We have left Trinity in the hearse, and we're going to head towards, down to Athenry, where they will be kept in Gardner's funeral home for a few days. Then we'll go to Inishbofin on Saturday. We get a half-hour boat from Cleggan, and then they'll go to the church overnight, and then we'll bury the remains on Sunday after 1 o'clock Mass.
Tell us about the coffin that's being used to bring the skulls west today.
The coffin was made by Christopher Day from Inishbofin, and he has company of Day Designs, and his great-granduncle made coffin from Boffin in the 1960s.
Will you remind us about how the skulls ended up in Trinity College?
The skulls were taken from the old abbey in 1890, 133 years to the day they'll be buried. And they were brought to Trinity, and they've been there since. They were stolen. They were brought out in the boat, and the boatman asked them what was in the bag, and they said it was poutine. And they said that no one on the boat knew that we had 13 skulls on board, and they shan't know either. But we do know, and we have them back, and we're bringing them home.
Why is it important to you, so important to you, to have the skulls returned to the island after so long?
Because they were stolen. Someone stole your mother's, daughter's, brother's, sister's skull, and it's wrong. It's not right. You steal something, you have to give it back. Didn't ask, to be in a cupboard in a corridor for 133 years. They were in their surroundings with their relatives in their graveyard, and it was plundered, and they were taken out of it. So it's only right that they go back.
You're on your way back west today with these 13 skulls, and I know it's been a very long road and a very long campaign to get to today.
Yeah, it's gone on for 10 years. It was more momentum in the last 2 years, but we've been at this a long time.
I spoke to you last year when Trinity had agreed to hand over the skulls. What does today mean to you?
It's a special day. And it's a day, even though it's a sad occasion and because it's a human remain, it's also, I feel joy, I feel happy. It's a funeral I will be glad to go to. I've gone to 130 funerals and in a shambles in my life. And I've cried and been sad, and I've missed Islanders. But this funeral I'll be glad to go to.
Mary Coyne, thank you very much for speaking to us today. That's Mary Coyne from the Inishbofin Heritage Museum, who's on her way back west with 13 skulls stolen and being returned today after over 130 years.